Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
All right. Good morning. With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's three Prakim Rambam, Hilchos Kriya Shema, the third and the fourth, which is the final chapter. And we're going to start today, Hilchos Tfilo, Birchos Kahanim, Perek Rishon. Starting with Hilchos Kriya Shema, Perek Shlishi. Perek Shlishi speaks about the cleanliness that's needed while we recite the Kriya Shema. We're going to have 19 halachas, beginning with Halacha Aleph, says Rambam. Hakoyde Eshema, when one is reciting the Shema, Roichitz Yadav Bamayim, first a person should wash one's hands with water, Koydem Sheikra, prior to reciting it. And Chevra, as we learned in the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Erchatz Benekoyoin Kapai. And as will be Medayik, the Pasuk doesn't write Erchatz Bamayim. The Torah writes Erchatz Benekoyoin. Obviously, the ideal way of cleaning the hands is through water. However, says Rambam, if he gives man kriyas v'lo yimotze mayim koydim sheyikra, but if a person doesn't find water, lo ya'achir kriyas v'yelech levakesh mayim. And Chevra, let's remember that the Rambam holds, we're speaking here, that the ideal is to read the Shema right prior to Netzach Hama. Again, since the Pasuk doesn't use the words mayim, the Torah uses the words tevid roichitz, to wash, to cleanse. So ela mekaneach yodav ba'afar, a person can clean one's hands with earth. You know, we're living in such a world, it sounds foreign to us because we have running water. But if the hands are very dirty, you know, you're out there in the country, you put your hand on the ground, it takes away the more substantial dirt, or with a stone, or with a beam of wood, or any other similar object that can rub off the more coarse, dirt, and then the koide, and then one should recite the Shema. Halacha base. The area where you could or cannot read the Shema. In Koydim, you cannot read the Shema, Libebeis HaMercha, it's not in a bathhouse, Libebeis HaKisei, not in a latrine. Afa Pisha Ein Beitzoi, even if there's no excrement there. That's because of cleanliness. Now we're going to learn a different area where you cannot read the Shema for another reason. You cannot read it in a Beis HaKvaris, in a cemetery. As Chazal interpret the Pasuk, not to be Loy Eig LaRosh, don't mock the poor. Also meaning that since the mesim, loy ha-mesim yahalalu yudkei, so don't do mitzvahs in a Beis HaKvaris. And even if you're not in a cemetery, but within four amis of a mace, v'loy b'tzad ha-mes atzma. However, v'im hirchik arba amis min ha-kever oy min ha-mes, and you're not in a cemetery, according to many opinions, then muta likrois, then one is allowed to recite the Shema. V'chol mi shekarim ha-makam she'ein koyden boy. Even though, Chevra, washing the hands is not a biblical obligation, reading the Shema is, that's the power of the Chachamim. That once they make an enactment, if we violate their enactment, then we have to read the Shema again. Choyzer v'koyda. Halachi Gimel. Details about what we call Hachana Milsa. Says that Rambam Beisakisei Hechode Shehuchan. If an area was designated to be a latrine, to be a bathroom, Ba'adayin lo nishtamish boy, but it wasn't yet used. Oh, muter likrois kriyashma linegdoi abaloi betoichoi, right opposite it. If it would have been used already and there is a bad odor, then you can't even read it opposite. And a chanami hachana milsa, which is why you cannot read it inside of it. But as long as you are not inside, then you could read it. Merchetz achadosh, a bathhouse that was designated, even though hachana milsa. But a bathhouse isn't such a dirty place like a latrine. And since it was never used yet, right, the Gemara says, Ein lemeguna kol kach. So therefore, yes, muta likreis betoichai. Another halach. Choyishnei batim, if you have two homes, zimen echan en lebeis akisei, if one clearly designated one to be a latrine. And we just learned, hachana milsa, you cannot read Shema inside of it. But then when you spoke about the other house, V'amar al hasheni v'zem, not gamzem, but v'zem. Now v'zem l'chayra means, and this should be a bathroom, but maybe he meant something else. He was about to say v'zem something else and he didn't finish his sentence. Hadei hasheni safikim izvina l'kachim loy, l'fikach, because of this doubt, on one hand, ein koydim bay l'chatchila, but on the other hand, if you read it in there, Chevra was speaking about a place that's clean. So then your yatzah, because there was a doubt what the intent was. But Omar Gamzem, Hane Shneim Mizumanum Be'in Koyim Behem. Now, obviously, Chevra, if you were the one that made that statement, you know what you had in mind. Speaking about, I heard someone else make the statement, and he's not available for me to inquire of him. That's where we apply this halach. Another din, Chatzar HaMerchatz, you know, the merchatz, you know, really, there were three bottom of merchatz, if you remember. In other words, there's the inner room, the outermost area of a bathhouse, which is already dressed, not the room where they get undressed. They are already dressed there, then mutalikras be kriya shema, b'chlal, that's not a problem. Halacha four, halacha dal. V'loi kriya shema b'lvad, elokoling in shehu medivrei ha-kodesh. Asur lo amre be-beis ha-merchatz, and nor in a beis ha-kisi. And that is true. Furthermore, Rambam Paskins, not only may we not speak words of Kedusha in such a location, in a Beis HaMerchat, in a Beis HaKise, or in a Beis HaMerchat, or Ubi Makim Hati Neifes, meaning, Rambam says, even Hirur is Asur. Halacha hey. Dvarim shol choyl. Muter lo amram b'loshen kodesh v'beis ha-kise. One might have thought that since it's called the holy tongue, and it is a holy tongue, and you should know, my friends, that there were times that people felt that loshen ha-kodesh should only be used for dvarim shepi kedusha. But if a person uses loshen kodesh, you know, today, the modern Hebrew, to speak about mundane words, then you can speak that v'beis ha-kise. Another halacha, v'chein ha-kinoyim, guys, kinoyim, is in reference to God. In other words, all attributes that we are using to describe God's greatness, like by calling God Rachum and Chanun and Neman, the Chayotze Behen, and when you're using them in referring to God, in other words, let's go, what can you not say in a Beis HaMerchat? Let's speak to, you know, today it's common. In a Beis HaKise, we'll see, we b'chal don't talk, but in a mikveh, in the room where people get undressed, how are you? Thank God. That's not your, you should not allow to say that. Thank the one above that you could say, because that's called already a kinui. First days. Nor in a Beis HaMerchatz Yashan. Like we learned before, guys, the word Yashan is referring to the Beis HaMerchatz. Because in a Beis HaKise, even Chodesh you can't say, like we learned before. Beis HaMerchatz, that wasn't used, even though it's designated in a Meguna Kolkach. If someone is doing a behavior and you have the ability to stop them from doing it, and the way you're going to do it is by quoting a pasuk, in other words, but you're doing it not stam, you're doing it to stop a person from sinning, then even b'lashon hakodesh and binyan hakodesh, guys, that's the gemara and Shabbos daf mem with Rav Meir, that you are allowed to do that. That's lahafrish someone from sinning. Halacha four, halacha six, halacha vav. Soyas Adam, excrement of man, or soyas kolavim v'chazedim, if you have leather hides in them. Why would hide be in them? Because ironically, the way you tan hides, it's by soaking them. There's different steps. Also, in soyas kolavim, in soyas chazedim. So this oiris only refers to kolavim and chazedim. Soyas Adam smells very bad, even if it's not being used to tan hides. Or b'chol soyas shirei chayda, you're going elu, any other, you know, today there's something called a stink bomb. You know, it doesn't matter. Something that smells terrible. Also, likris kriyashma kenegdan. Now, another din, chen kenegdan meira glaim shul adam, who is asur. In contrast, avol meira glaim shul behema, yes, kredim kenegdan. Katan she'eni yachal lechol kezayz dagan, b'chtei she'yechal agad shloshu beitzi dagan. If a minor, b'chlal doesn't eat dagan yet, there's nothing to talk about. Here, he's already eating a little bit, but it takes him, he cannot eat a kazayis of dagon when an adult will eat in that same time, the equivalent of three beitzim of dagon, then that person's, that baby's excrement is not so foul. It hardens. So if it's already that hard, but not even harder, still also likreis connected. But how would I know that? Because if you were to touch it or to throw it, it would break apart, it would crumble. Then it's already halachically ka'afar umutar likreis connected. Meiraglaim shenivlu bakarka, meiraglaim of Adam. If you would have put your hand on it, in your hand, it would have gotten moist, and that's still considered be'en. You can't read the Shema. Also, the Kris connected. But if it had got so absorbed that your hand would not become moist, then yes, mut. Alachaches. Kama yarchi kodem itzoyim meir aglayim ba'achakach yikrom. Says the Rambam. 4 ames, around 6 feet. Bamed varam amurim. That suffices. That's if this soya or the meir aglayim is only behind you or even on your side, but not directly opposite. Aval hoyo connected. Can I get pun of if it's in front of you? Then marchik mehem atchul yiro oisom achar kach yikrom. Bamed varam amurim chaver, they have to be distant. That's only kishohaya imayim abayis v'makam shava. If you are in halachically the same environment, avol imohaya shom makam gavoya mehen asara tvachem ino machmem asara tvachem. But if you are halachically in a different environment, not because you are in a different room. Now jumping be'inyan le'inyan in a beis haknesses, ideally you're supposed to stand by kriyas, ideally kriyas atoyim. But if the bima is raised 10 tefachim, which is why many shuls make those platforms, then halachically you are in a different environment. Or if you are on a platform higher or lower, same thing over here. Then you can mamish sit near it and read it because shahadei nifsak b'neiyam, because you are halachically in a different place, guys. That's only if it doesn't smell bad. Then Imam says it. Or if you are not, it's not 10 tefachim up, 10 tefachim down, but it's covered over. If a utensil was turned over and thus covering, it's as if it's buried on the excrement, even though they are with you, they are like kivurim, and therefore umutar likrois kinegdon halachayut. What happens if between the person and the tzoya, you have a covering, you have a mechitza, but it's transparent? Is the issue seeing? Is the issue it not being buried? And here we're going to contrast soya meiraglayim versus erva, as we'll see soon. By erva, what does the pasuk says? So even if there's something that's transparent, there's a mechitza, if you can see through it, you're seeing it. Masha Enkin over here, the Torah says, that you have to cover, you know, the soldiers. So it's about covering. It's covered, even though you can see through it. Yes, I think someone, if they could, I think that's my brother Tzemach, maybe put the mute on, that will be helpful. If someone urinated once, how much do you, everyone is different, but that's the halach. So then, because a revias of mayim, so to say, dilutes to the point where it's no longer considered meiraglayim. Halacha yudal. Then, in other words, there's a little hole, and there's tzoya. Guys, obviously, the tzoya is not 10 tefachim deep. So you know that we paskin that you can put your foot on top of the hole. You understand, as long as the excrement doesn't touch the bottom of your soul, even though your foot is that which is covering the hole, that's fine. As long as the excrement is not touching the physical bottom of your shoe. Another din. How do you define very little? Like a drop. Then you can bury it by spitting on it. That's called buried. And vikoidam. Another din. A little bit of residue of tzoya is spread over on one's hands. Now, I know that we started today learning the din of mikaneach yadav, but if you don't have soap, sometimes you can wash your hands with water. But we learned that by COVID, you have to wash it with soap. I don't know, you have to sing a shalom aleichem twice, whatever the thing is. So you can wash your hands, and there can be epis residue, or yadav mitunafais mibeis akisei. However, If the lo yehoyu lahem reach ra klal, because either it's very small amount or because they're already it's dry, so the din is you are allowed to read because she'ein lahem reach ra. No, guys, and also you have to begin. It's a very little amount. Avlam ha'isa b'mekayma, b'mekayma means b'piyat habas. There, the din is afal pisha ein anidas kishu. I mean, even if when a person is standing, it won't be visible. But if it would become visible while a person sits down, then a person physically has to clean the body. Asur likrois achi yekanach yafiyafa. Why? Because it will smell bad. Mepnei shat soya lachi and v'yesh la reyachra. However, says the Rambam, v'kama go'oinim hoiru, that if a person's hands have any amount of soya on it, even if it doesn't smell bad, yeah, you can't read. You have to wash your hands properly. No, it's not the negel vasa that we spoke about in the beginning. You have to wash, you know, wash your hands with soap. That the imhoyim yadam etunafais, that you have to wash it off again, even though there's no bad odor. Bekach ro'oi lasais halacha yudbeis reyach ra sheyesh lo yikar. Anything that smells bad, that's coming from something that has substance, then marchik arba amas v'koida. It's just two things. The Rambam is speaking like a sikhum. You have to be 4 amas away, and on top of that, there can be a bad odor. So it's 4 amas if there isn't. If there's a bad odor, you got to go even further. However, what happens if there is a bad odor from something that is not substance? For example, a person vented wind. So then, all you need to do is go far enough that you don't smell, and then another halach, a chamber pot. You know what? You know what? A chamber pot is today practically, we have kindalach, the little porter potties. That's called a chamber pot. Or the other children, or you know, something similar that's used to urinate in. Asur likrois kriyash makenegdon afal pi she'ein behem klum. Nothing substantial. There is no reyachra because they have a din of a beis akise. And what did we learn before? Beis akise, not only can you not read it inside of it, you cannot read it kenegdon. Okay. By the way, just to add something about the kenegdon. Nowadays, halacha lemaisa, we are not machmir kenegdon. If you're outside the bathroom, you can read nowadays, because nowadays we have plumbing, which means that in the bathroom, it's clean. In the bathroom, it doesn't smell. Nothing nearly as bad as it used to smell. Like you have here in the shul and many other shuls, you close the door, you're good. Then even kenegdon was us. And that will be the same thing over here of the kids' porta potties, has a din of a beis akise, even when it's clean. Halacha yud gimel. Soya oiveres. You know, there's something floating on top of water. Also likris kenegdo. You have to wait until it passes. Pi chazir. The mouth of a chazir is soya oiveres. You have to wait for the chazir to go by. For also likris kenegdo yachi yavro mimeno arba amas. Halacha yud dalet. We learned yesterday that you are allowed to read the Shema when you're walking. You can be walking, and you're walking by an area in LA, you know, the homeless, the soya on the street. Don't think that all you need to do is cover your mouth. Because like this, the reich is not coming near your nose and your mouth. You have to wait until you go by that place. If the one who's reading it, he vent wind, yafsik achatichla vasha, until the shame or the bad odor goes away. And says Rambam, the same as bedivrei Toira, yotzasa ruach mechaveiroi, afal pi shemafsik likrei shema, v'chem bedivrei Toira, that if it left from you, then you have to wait. You have to wait until it goes away. What happens if the one, if you were not the guy that vent wind, it was someone near you? So here we differentiate between Shema and learning Torah. Afa pishem afsikal kriya Shema. Either wait or my friends go outside. Shema, you can read outside. Remember that Gemara? Torah, you can't learn outside because Torah, you have to learn in a group. That's the big difference. We're not speaking about Shema and Esra with the minyan. We're speaking about Shema. Shema, go outside. Divrei Torah ain't a place to call Divrei Torah. Again, you were not the one that did it. Someone else did. Halacha tezva. And now, you have a suffix, says Paskins that Rambam Hareze Mutar Likrois. Based on what? Based on the chazaka that a house is clean. Sounds so good. Person has 10 kids, he learns the sugya. The chazal say there's a chazaka, the house is clean. I'm a chayer. You have a doubt. Until you see it, you can say that the house is clean. But however, if a person is reading Shema on top of a garbage heap, people would relieve themselves in those days there. And therefore, you have a doubt. Im yesham tzoyo ein sham, then lo yikra ache yivdo. By the way, the cleanliness, I was just kidding. The cleanliness is about tzoyo. Well, that's something that people clean up. Chazaka, you have a doubt on the house, becheskas naki. A doubt on the ashba, becheskas dirty. Shecheskas wa ashba, shimakim atinoitis. Avol sofik, meina glayim, afila ba ashba, mutalikrois. Because chavre, we learned that if meiraglaim is sunken in the ground, and if you smear your hand, it doesn't even get wet, it's not a problem. That's the pshat. People will also relieve themselves to urinate on top of a pile, but they just did it 2 minutes ago? No, you don't know that. If they did it, it got swallowed up. That's the pshat. Halacha tazayin. Another thing, just to know that, if you remember that al pi Torah, you cannot read. You cannot say words of Torah connected hakiluach, only if a person is facing a person while they're urinating. That's another nafkemina. Masha enking soya, it's just when it's there. That's why, since no one is urinating, also you're leaning in by the suffix. These things are very relevant in those days. Okay. Halacha tezayin. Kishem sha'asa likris connected atzoya meiraglaim atzi yarchik. Now another din. Just like there is an issue with doing it near something that's physically dirty, in the presence of nakedness, one may not read. But here, big difference. You don't have to go away, Daladamas. You have to simply turn away. And if you're Madayik, you don't even have to turn your whole body away. You have to turn your face away. And that has nothing to do with a yid or a nadid, afilakuti, afilakatin, lo yikri keneged arvasim. And here, the nuance that we said, by physically relieving excrement, the Torah says, v'chisisa estzeyosecha. So what we need is for it to be buried, which is why we learned that if it was covered with glass, it's called buried, covered. Here, the Torah says, lo yeidra ebecha, it's visual. So it has to be covered where you can't see it. Afila mechitz sholzchuchis mafsekes, doesn't help. Hoyol v'horoya oisa asu likreis atche yachser panav. Similarly, the chen gufa isha has a din of nakedness is erva. Gufa isha means the parts of a woman that is normally covered. And the fikach leistakal the gufa isha shukaina, and that's even true if it's his wife. If what was exposed of her body, areas that's normally covered, is a tefach or more, don't read kenegda and b'charabim medayek. But if it's not your wife, then even less than a tefach is considered an edible. Halacha Yud Zayin. Remember, guys, this is a good thing to know. You know, Baruch Hashem, we're supposed to do Mavtzayim. Hopefully we do Mavtzayim. You can have on your table Friday night or in the shul in the Chabados, you can have a woman that's not yet covering her hair. So you have to turn your face a little bit. That's mamish adin. Okay. Can't look at her when you make kiddush for her.
Covering hair is an erva.
Sure.
Unmarried women.
Unmarried women. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm a married woman. Yeah. Well, so if someone is not from yet, which means also they're not yet covering the hair, then you stop. It's not like you don't have to go Daladamas. Just don't face them. When you say Dvarim Shavu Kedusha, you're not allowed to do that. I know it's Kiddush Shema, but Dvarim Shavu Kedusha is the same thing. Halacha Yud Zayin. Kshem Shehu Asir Keneged Erva Sacherim. This din is not because it's someone else's nakedness. Kacha Wasir Likres Keneged Erva Sacherim. And therefore, v'lo yikra kishu arayim ad sheyichase er vasoi, means a man has to cover his genitalia. In other words, guf ha'isha has a greater status of erva than a man, but the actual genitalia has to be covered. And let's go into details. So ha'isa chagura shel begadoi oyresakoi al masnav. Masnav means right above the that area, the loins, by your hips. We're speaking about a man who's the reader, because his erva is covered. And another detail, we know this, that the heart cannot be directly seeing, so to say, the erva. So it's perfect. That means today, if a guy is wearing just pants, it's really not nice to say the Shema, but al-pi Allah, he can say the Shema. He's wearing a yarmulke, he's wearing pants. His erva is covered, and his lave, he's not seeing the erva. If a person is sitting down, and the physical, his ankle, his heel, is touching his genitalia, he also may not read the Shema. Which was common, they didn't have pajamas, they would go into bed and they would take off their clothing under a sheet. So it's not enough for a guy to say that the sheet is under my neck, so I don't see my erva. Like we're mentioning, there's an inyan that the lave cannot be roya, so he has to like press down. There's a piece of the sheet that separates the heart from the erva. The name of Kamisha Kaidab Alaihaguru, Halacha Yutchesh, Naim Shoyu Yeshmutalas Achas. Two people are lying under one sheet, neither of them are wearing clothing. Kolech on them also likrois. Af a pishechas and a tachas liboy, even if you have the sheet pressing down on their bodies between their heart and their erbom, if their bodies are touching each other, Acha Yehei Talas Mafsekas Benim, until the talus is separating between one and the other. If one cannot be touching the other, but it doesn't matter if the hand touches the hand or for shoulder, it's the iri and the body from over there, from the loins down. And the then covering, we said, even one's wife, you can't have a tefach megula. But if it's for touching, it's not a problem. Gufan kegufai. You are so habituated that you're not aware of it. And lefikach af al pisha b'sori negabahem. All you need to do is to be machzir panav, like we mentioned, because the rest of some other body part which is normally covered is going to be exposed. But v'chaytzei it's mitachas liboy. His heart should not see his genitalia. V'koida final halacha yutes says that amam madei mosayim ketanim le'ingen zeh. So don't say that if they're in the bed with you, and your body is touching their body, it's not bar mitzvah. So here we have this, like you have mufla hasamach leish. This is a good trivia, which we know, mufla hasamach leish for nadarim already, if they're 1 year prior to bar mitzvah, something similar here. Achi yazachar, if the boy is under 12 and 1 day, if the girl is under 11 and 1 day, then they're katan. Once they reach 1 year prior to bar or bas mitzvah, it's problematic if their body is beginning to get big. For who, that it's problematic, even though it's only 1 year prior, right, 12 or 11, and now they're built, which means, and if they already, in other words, if the body begins to mature by a girl, already by 11, or by a boy, even though normally we say that the sa'arais by a boy is like a shuma, the shuma means it's just like coming out of a mole, but it's not real when it comes to the dinim of two sa'aris. Over here, it's about pashat, are they maturing or not? Is v'achakach lo yikra achatafsik alas b'neim. Aval imadayim lo yishadayim lochenim sa'arasimeich. But if the girl is not developing, even though she's 11, and again, their bodies are touching, mi masna v'ulamata, it's fine. It's your kid. Koinim wa mbekeid of basar min sa'arachas. Until they become halachically 13 or 12. That's already different. Achayik, azacha ben shalosh shonam, ben shalosh es lishon aviyam echad, or an akeva bashtim es lishon aviyam echad. And then they have a din of a gadol, of a gadoila, and you can't read it again, even though there's no ervas davar seeing, but if the bodies are touching, then you can't read the Shema.
Before we touch these ages as being a year lower than they really are.
Yes, they are. No. Here, clear. Here, that's the way it is, Shuki. You're talking about Talmud Torah. Here it's speaking what we call 12 and 11. Okay. Chavra, the final chapter of Hilchos Kriya Shema, Perek Rivi has 8 halachas. And now at the end, we're going to speak about those who are exempt from Shema, just a contrast. By Hilchos Talmud Torah, that was the whole kasha. The Rambam begins, who's exempt? Here was good. Here we began the whole thing is just a 4 prakim. Atkan, you have to say the Shema, what's the Shema, with all the dinim. Now, people that are exempt, as we'll see. Halacha number 1. Nashim and avadim, which have a din like nashim, and ketanim, who are exempt from all mitzvahs. These 3 categories, pturim, mikriya shema, chevra, kriya shema is a classical mitzvahs asei. It's a biblical commandment, shahazman gerama, and you are exempt. However, even though Ketanim are exempt, says that Rambam umelamdin es haketanim lekroisa be'oinasa, that's the chiyuv on whom? On the father. Umevarchin lefaneh ula achreha, because as we said, once the Chachamim added what we call the birchais kriya shema, the way you fulfill the mitzvah of shema is by reading it with the brachas. So you mechanach it properly, kedei lechancham b'mitzvahs. Mishaya libay tarut, the nechbas, because they are preoccupied and anxious regarding a dvar mitzvah, and we'll see a great example in a moment that Chazal keep on using, but dvar mitzvah is a very broad statement. It doesn't have to be a narrowly defined mitzvah, it can be, as we'll see, broaderly defined mitzvah, more inclusive. Pratun mikala mitzvahs, because of the rule, my friends, what's the rule called? Ha'oisik b'mitzvah patur b'ramitzvah. And that even includes the great mitzvah of Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim of Kriya Shema. Lefikach. And the lefikach is so important. I know people not remembering yeshiva. Why is this the example? This is the best example. Just a few words. That, first of all, the minig was that if a man married a psula, means a woman that was never married before, they would get married Wednesday night. Wednesday night really means Thursday. Now, the mitzvah is the pruravu. That's the mitzvah. There's a machlokes rishonim whether marriage is a mitzvah. Many rishonim learn, no, the mitzvah is to have children. Since the Torah only allows people to do what you need to do to have children in marriage, so it's like a hetzer mitzvah. Does she have to be a psula for you to do the mitzvah? No, she doesn't. Nevertheless, if a man marries a psula, in the beginning, in the first few days of marriage, there's a preoccupation. Is she really a psula or not? And if she's not a psula, then if he would want, he can have a taina that mekachtos, as we learned in Ksubas. So imagine, that's called preoccupied with a mitzvah. See, that's a great mashal. It's just a mashal to show you, it's not like there's, and if she'll be a ba'ula, first of all, the man can stay with her. If he wants, he can maybe finagle out of the monies of the Ksuba with all the dinam that we learned over there. That's called ho'isik b'mitzvah. So says the Rambam, lefikach chosen that got married to a psula, on the presumption she's a psula. He's exempt from reading Shema until they have a physical relation. Why? Lefisha ain't after penuya, his mind is not calm, because what is he preoccupied with? Shemalei matzal psulam. How would a fruma yid know this? I have no idea. That's the whole, I think we learned that in the Gemara, that someone came and told it off that limit. So say, I didn't find her to be a psula. The first thing that died was he gave him malchus. Yeah. I think, how do you know? How would a fruma yid know? Good, okay. Anyways, vital. So that's called Torah Dvar Mitzvah. Now, even over here, v'im shoya ad matzei Shabbos, which is really 3 days, but because it's Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos, even though there's the inyan of be'ilas mitzvah to do it the night of the wedding, it didn't happen right away. Now, from matzei Shabbos and on, he has to read the Shema. Why? Because, number one, neskara d'atoi, neskara d'mati means his mind already settled. This worry, it's amazing how God made us. Even though the cause of the worry didn't change, you can only live that much with worry. You have to just like accept the worry and it doesn't bother you as much. Number two, he's more familiar with her. The Libre Gaspa. Libre Gaspa means, I think it means that since then they didn't, you know, they had no contact with the opposite gender. That he took one look at her before he got married. Once he's already married 3 days, he likes her that much, normal. It won't make such a big difference. That's what I am. And therefore, there isn't that level of tir. Another din in halacha lemaisa today. Today, we don't have that much kavanah to begin with. So some of these inyanim are not applicable because anyways, that type of kavanah, you don't have. And for the hour type of kavanah, we're just fine. You can't pay your bill today and you can say the Shema. So you can say the Shema Eros. Halacha too. Meaning, you're thinking about the Be'ilas Mitzvah. Doesn't matter. That's not preoccupation or anxiety. What type of mace? A relative for whom Chayvel is Abel Olav. Says that Rambam Prater Mekriya Shema Ache Yigberenu. Now, an Oinen is Prater from all the mitzvahs. But here we're not speaking about that. We're speaking about in the context of, are you preoccupied? What happens if a person is doing Shemitah not for his relative? Nevertheless, Patru Mikriya Shema. This is all when people had a much higher level of Kavana. Today, whoever had the schus of doing Shemitah, you can't read the Shema. You're preoccupied. You're just sitting there saying Tehillim. You can say the Shema. So what you do is Echad Mishamer. Make sure one person is there and the other one can step out for a moment and read over there. And then you take turns. Another thing, that's a classic that I can relate with. You know, you're digging the hole. That's a big avoider. Today you have machines. It's Yena Maisa. Don't think digging a place or cave is easy. So that's called your Oisik B'mitzvah. Oisik B'mitzvah, you put them in a mitzvah, put them in a kriya shema.
Halacha d'al. Is it about concentration or it's about the not saying it in front of a mix?
So we learned. No. It's not about saying it in front of concentration.
There's no issue about not saying it in front of a mix.
No, well, the loya glorosh, you have to walk away dala damas, we said. You can walk away dala damas and you can be a fine. A shomer doesn't have to be within dala damas. That's a good thing to know. We go today to a morgue. We know exactly what Shemitah is today. You know, your dala damas, it's not a beis akvaris. You're not betoich dala damas. You're not loy glorosh. Chal, also, they're covered. You daven, you say tehillim. Halacha dal. Hey, mitzina samis l'kov yisomach l'zman kriya shema. Bechlal, don't take out someone to be married. Samach l'zman. Elim kein hoya adam gadol. I want you to know that we paskin already from the times of Shulchan Aruch that there isn't any more such an adam gadol that you say you would wait. He's such an Adam Gadol, don't even delay it a few minutes. But Adam Gadol, you know, but if Ayid was already led to be buried, we're speaking about guys before the Nates, the way it should be, you bury ASAP. Just make sure the person passed away. So there's dinim, you got to wait like the 20 minutes, whatever the minig is. The Igi Azman Akriya, the Heimelav and Asameis. So then, Kol Shiyesh Lamita Tzorich Mahem. The people that are designated to be involved in the beer, in the carrying of, who are they? Remember that? The Noisa Hamita, but not, let's say today you have six people, I think, right? Or seven people. I'm talking about here in LA, right? Three on each side and one on one. It's eight people, whatever it is. Not only then and the people that are designated to be the replacements, that's called the Chilufayim, and the Chilufayim. Everyone, I saw people want to do the mitzvah. You can say, even if it's very heavy, you can alternate back and forth. No, people wanted to be involved. So let's say the people that were designated to be, even the replacements of the replacements, Ben Shoya Lifni Amita, Ben Shoya La'achni Amita, they are all exempt. However, Sha'ar Hamalavin, She'ein Lamita Tzorech Mahen, Chayavin. And it's not a stira, guys. They can say it when they're walking. What did we learn yesterday? You have to stop for the Pasuk Rishon. Hey, Ho Yasukan Behespeit, Igezman Kriya Shema. So here it depends. If the mace is Munach Lifneihem, as we see by many hespedim, then people who say the Shema have to leave the room. But make sure you don't disrespect the hesped. So do it, you know, some people and other people take turns. Nishmat echad echad b'koyden b'choyzen lehesped. That's because the mace is in the room. But if ein ha-mace mutal lefneyem, in middle of the hesped, kolam koyden kriya Shema. And even if the mourners are there, a mourner is parted from Shema. We just learned that. So the aval is Yosheva Daimen. He's silent.
The question.
Yeah.
Again, is
the mitzvah
part of
mitzvah?
I guess because of his mind not being able to focus on Krishna in our case?
No.
It's a separate concept.
I think so. Oh, yeah, no, yeah. No. Okay, it's because you can't do two things at the same time. Correct. Let me just say what our Rechen is saying is that Kriya Shema needs Kavana. The din of Oisik with mitzvah, Potter with mitzvah, is even for mitzvahs that don't need Kavana. Giving a pruta lo'ani doesn't need Kavana. Put your hand in your pocket, give him a pruta. If you're Shoemer Aveda, we learn, you're Potter from giving the Oisik with mitzvah, Potter with a mitzvah. Correct. Oisik with mitzvah is greater than this din. Here we're speaking about people, like he married a woman. He's being oisik by mitzvah. He's patur from Shema because his preoccupation. If the preoccupation would not be mitzvah related, then we wouldn't say you're preoccupied. A guy has a big choif to pay. We don't say he's patur from daven. If de facto he can't have kavanah, he won't daven. But I'm saying there's no such a din. since he's Oisik b'mitzvah, that's the broad. He's worried about she's not a ba'ula. Still bothers me. I'm trying to get therapy on this. Like, that's called, oh, he's worried. Like, okay, but yeah, that's worrying enough. Halacha vav. Kavru es ha-meis. The mace was buried. Now, right after the burial, we do the shura. We do the shura. We spoke this at the end of Hilchas Avel, the opposite the way it was done at the times of Chazal. Today, the mourners, no one should know, walks in between. Then it was the opposite. The mourners would stand, and people would get online the way the people that are not that traditional. You know, you walk at the end of the ceremony, you walk over, everyone walks over to offer a final condolences to the Avelim that are there. So that's the way it was done then. So you're on that line. You're not there yet. Before they reach the shura, before they reach the line that's in front of the mourners, then yaschilu. First, all based on what we learned, that Shema should be done right before the nates. Now, the people that are already on the line, but Hezachayim, even though you are on the line, how close are you to the mourners? Do you see the mourners? So it depends. The ihapnimim, meaning the ones that can see the face of the Avelim, even though the guy in front of you is taking a lot of time speaking to the Avelim. You know, that's the way it is. But you already can see them, then you are exempt. We gave many people that are exempt. What happens if they want to be machmen and read? What did we learn in the Mishnah? That Rabban Gamliel, right, read Shema the night that he got married to Absolut. That was the Mishnah. He wasn't preoccupied. He had kavanah. He can read. But for who should he that? You have to know you're the Inish Benafshe. Very good. Not that answers the question, Rabbi Chaim. Ha'isik b'mitzvah means you are potter min ha-mitzvah. It doesn't mean that you can't do it. It means you're not chayiv to do it. That's it. That's the answer. By Shema, it's unique. In other words, if I'm exempt from a mitzvah, like I gave my example, Hashem and Avedah is potter taking a prutah l'ani. But if I give a prutah l'ani, I did a mitzvah. Yashakoyach, you tell him. If someone is hoisik b'mitzvah, and therefore he's spotted from Shema, and if he's going to say, I want to do it, then one, hold on. If you're preoccupied, if you will not have kavanah, then you're not doing anything. So you have to know whether you could have kavanah. So like this. Tefillin, you get a mitzvah anyways. And in Shulchan Aruch, again, I don't know where to draw the line. But in Shulchan Aruch, it says, like we mentioned, regarding other dinim, regarding Shema, that today we don't have that level of kavanah anyway. That's a toisvus that says that in Negeya Shemana Esrei. We don't have that much kavanah anyway, so we are a lot. What's real Kabbalah, so Malchus Shemaim is like a big thing. Could be with such Kabbalah Solniks that we're always Kabbalah, so Malchus Shemaim. You can look at it, Malkav Schus. Okay. Then Eid of the Shoya Likrois. No, you can't say, I know that I'm potter, but I want to be frum. No, if you're preoccupied, then don't read it. It's almost sacrilegious. Imagine standing in front of a king to be mekabel his malchus, but you're not there. Your begashmi is there, but you're not mindful. Don't do that. You're not allowed to read it. Achet es yashav datayo. Final halacha ches. Kol hatameim chayovim b'kriya shema. No matter how great the tumah, the biggest tumah is tumas meis. You're chayiv, and not only the Shema, umevarchem lefanei olachreya, even while the person is in their tuma, and even maybe I gave an example: a person is tamei with tumas meis. You can say shkoyach, you need to have 7 days, you know. But what happens if a person is tamei and they can get out of the tuma? They can get it by going to the mikvah. So why didn't you say go to the mikvah like tumas keri? You need go to the mikvah and say the Shema. It doesn't want to speak about Kedi. He'll speak about Kedi in a moment because there was a time, Tfilas Ezra. But he gives an example. A person who's Tamei on the level of Arishin. That's what you have to say. So a person touched a dead Sheretz from the Shemayna Shuratzim. A person who touched a Nida. They touched an Av, so they became Arishin. Or a Zava. Or they touched a bed that was used by a Nida or a Zava, which becomes like them. the bed becomes like, it means the person is a Rishon. Now a Rishon, I know to eat truma, it's not enough for you to go to the mikveh. Even though you're a Rishon, you have to go to the mikveh, you have to wait until the night, but you're not eating truma, you're saying the Shema. So one would have thought, go to the mikveh and say the Shema. You don't have to do that. Now, the special thing about Tumas Keri, the Ezra based Dinoi, we learned he made 10 enactments, 10 takonas. One of them did not take hold. This is the one. He made the decree, Shelo Yikrim Adivri Toira, Balkeri Levadoi. In other words, something is unique about a Balkeri. Not because Tumah Hamura. The word is because the Chachamim didn't want for a Talmid Chachamim to be Mitsuyan, Eitzel, Nisheyem, Ketan Negoilu. So they felt that the way there's going to be a higher level of segregation is by saying, if you're al-Balkeri, you can't read Divrei Torah. People are going to think twice. It didn't work. But during that period, so even though there was such a takana, and if the takana would have taken hold, what is the rule, my friends? Even if you think the reason is battle, you cannot battle that takana only if you convene a Sanhedrin. That's gadol mimen of a chachma b'ming, which never happened. But it never took hold. It never took hold. Since v'lei pashta takana zu b'chol Yisrael, and v'lei hoya koich b'rei v'atzimu la'amid ba'am. So therefore, this takana was completely negated. And now, we're not keeping it. It went away. And the Likrais Kriya Shema, even while they are Balikarian, and based on their biblical rule, that's, you know, no, the Takana says that it did not take hold. So let's go back to the Din Toidom. It's interesting that Rambam is explaining the reason behind the Din Toidom. As it says, God says, my words, what are my words? Divrei Torah, to a certain degree, tefillah, are like fire. Why do we compare it to fire? One of the reasons is, just like fire halachically cannot be mekabel tuma. If there's a fire under the oil of a mace, fire doesn't become tuma. Av divrei Torah einen mekabel tuma. And b'rich rachmana desayon. Now let's move on, my friends, to the final pedik of today. To the first chapter of Hilchos Tefillah uBirchas Kohanim. The first chapter is going to speak about Tefillah D'oraisa, about Tefillah D'rabbanan. This is a big chapter. When people learn this Be'inyan, the sugya of Tefillah, you know, big machlokes, Ramban, when people speak about that, this is it. No, it's the big Tefillah D'oraisa or Tefillah D'rabbanan. The Rambam holds Tefillah is D'oraisa. Yesh b'chlolon shtei mitzvahs. You have two mitzvahs I say. Achas, la'avoid es Hashem b'chol yoyim b'tfilah. And number two, look at this, is levareich in this series. The koyhanim es Yisrael b'chol yoyim. How beautiful is it that the Hashgacha Pratis, we are learning this Rambam, Tavshim Pei Beis, Parshas Nasi. This is the Parsha of Birchos Koyhanim. Bir shtei mitzvahs elu b'prokim elu pedikrishin. Pedikrishin has 10 halachas. Let me give a quick, just a good approach, a gevaldic approach that the Rebbe establishes from the Rambam, that there is a nuance by tefillah which makes it unique. Before we get into it, it's a din d'oraisa. Is tefillah avodas halev? Is it choivas halavavas? Like we had in Sefer Mado, like ahavas Hashem. It's a mitzvah on the heart. So it's the bimeschanen from the heart, or is tefillah verbal? And it's a composite of. And just to know that in Nigla, that whenever we focus, we use the words avoida, avoida is lave. The kavana of tefillah is the avoida of tefillah. The word tefillah means to verbalize prayer. And the ikir, we're speaking about halachic, prayer is called bakashas tzarachav. With the understanding that when you ask God for your needs, you don't boom, ask God for your needs. You first speak, as we'll see, there's a rule. First you give shvach, then you ask for your needs, then you think, give thanksgiving. But the simplest prayer is to verbalize your needs, but it should be done in a way of supplication, heartfelt. So it's a composite. You can't call it a chovas halavavas mitzvah because we have to verbalize prayer, but it should be done with your heart. Okay. Pei Rishon halacha al. Mitzvahs asei lehispalol b'chol yom. And I want to teach guys, lehispalol means to talk verbally to God every day, biblically. And it's important to know that even what though you hear every day, that does not make it into a time-bound mitzvah. A time-bound mitzvah is Shema, the last series. Shema has to be said, like we said, during nights or max the 3 hours. During the night one, bizman shchiva, that's called time-bound. Even things that have to be done every day, the fact that it could be done any time during the day, every day, not one day, yeah, one day not, it's called a non-time-bound mitzvah. But every day.
Isn't there
Zman Tfilah? That's Midrabanan. Yes, yes, yes. So Tfilah, the biblical prayer, which is every day, is not called time-bound. And the biggest thing is, how do you know it's every day? So the Rambam is not just bringing a pasuk that it's a mitzvah, right? We have time, we have 20 minutes. To daven, it's a mitzvah, so I say to daven. He's saying it's a mitzvah to daven every day because it says, Va'avadatem eis Hashem alekeichem. No, you tell me, how do you see every day? In other words, Va'avadatem eis Hashem alekeichem. And we look at the kavana as part of, it's a mitzvah to verbalize Bakashas Tzorachav with heart. So I get it. Avoid the Shemalevis Tfilah. Say that. How do you know it's every day?
Evidence is certain facts are every day.
So the Pasuk says, this is a big discussion. It says, the next words is, Uverach es lachmecha ve'es meimecha. That was the Rebbe. There's a big sikh on this. I mean, this is a big topic. And in other words, since it says, serve God, elikechem, and God will bless your bread and your water, Uverach es lachmecha ve'es meimecha. So since God made us in a way that every day we have these needs, and the Rebbe adds a detail, it could be some people, even if you don't need bread because you're having your cubby bread, right? We learn don't let it hanging bread. That's a bring anios, put it on a shelf. But the concept is that we have daily needs. Every human being has daily needs. You have to sleep every day. There's needs, and the avoid is connected to those needs. So that's the raya, that it's an everyday. That this avoida refers to tefillah. Shenemar, as it says, Uli avdoi b'chol levavichem. And v'amru chachamim eiz avoida shebelev zoi tefillah. Okay, so first of all, biblically, you have to verbalize your needs with heart. That's the way that Rebbe teaches it, every day. Anytime during the day, any way you want. Mitzvah say that's not time bound. Ve'ein mingin atfilas min haTorah. Number one. Number two. Ve'ein mishnei atfilah. Mishnah means the formula, the nusach. Azoyis min haTorah. Number three things. Ve'ein latfilas man kavua min haTorah. It's the fact that any time during the day that I want, when I feel the need, I should turn to God and verbalize and ask with heart. It's not time bound. Ulefikach, since biblical prayer is not time bound, nashim and avodim are chayovim batfila. Lefisha ei mitzvasa say, lefisha ei mitzvasa say shalei asman geram. Now the Ramban bekitzer, the Ramban holds tfila is midrabanan, and lechatchila the chachamim gave it to women because since tfila is bakoshas rachamim and every human being, men, women need rachamim. So we both need rachamim equal. We're learning Ramba. We are obligated from God to verbally ask Him for our needs every day, whenever we want, and that's on women like men. See, that's the diuk of the Rebbe also. The word mischanein is the heart. The word tefillah means verbal. No, it's to have a heartfelt verbal request of God every day. And what the Rambam is writing here, you can even say is on a biblical level, because there's a rhyme and a reason. There's a way of speaking to God. It's hefkervel. God, I need this. That's not the way you talk to God Almighty. That's maybe the way you talk to, even to your chaver, don't talk that way. So in other words, then, this is before the rabbinic formulation of the tefillah. There was a way of doing it. That umagid shivchei shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way you ask God, heartfelt, is first you praise God. Then you ask God your needs, that which you need. And bibakasha ubetchina. The word bakasha means verbal. Tatchina means from your heart. And then you don't say goodbye. This is only the rice.
So what did it look like
before said? God, you're so nice to me. I pray. I am grateful. You're awesome. Please help me out.
Any language, anything.
People normally spoke in Lashon HaKodesh. They asked, and then they would give a thanks to God. That's important to know that we speak to God verbally.
Not in your thought.
Not in your thought. The moment of silence is not a Jewish thing. It's not Jewish tefillah. Even though that I'm on Paskin, that if you read the Shema in your heart, you're Yoitz. But I'm saying tefillah is the pep. Now, halachigim, im hayaragel. So that, like Rabbi, you asked Avremel, like, how do you do it? Depends. If a person was able to speak eloquently, so mar bebetchino bakosh. Also, some people are more heartsick of people than not. So also to be mar bebetchino, some people are very heartsick of people. And if not, then ish. Yeah, people, you know, if someone did not express himself properly, or even a person that had a speech impediment, did the best he could. Point is, some people would daven pamachas bayoyim. You know, some people would daven in a moment, in 5 seconds. You can give a praise. Honey, you're awesome. Coffee, please. Thank you. Shalaitik. It doesn't take that much time. V'yesh mispalim pamayim pa'amam arba. V'hakoil. But everyone, even on a biblical level, ideally would daven facing the Beis HaMikdash, no matter where you are. Two details. No matter where the temple is, because Mishkan Shiloh, they daven toward Shiloh, Gilgal, in the Midbar, or whether you are in Israel, some people think, if I'm in Israel, I have to daven Kineged Makam HaMikdash. If I'm in China, no matter which way I face, at some point, you're going around the globe. No. No matter where the Mikdash is, after David HaMelech, Yerushalayim and HaKodesh, no matter where you were faced, the Makam HaMikdash. Chein oya dover tamen b'moshe Rabbeinu v'ad Ezra. Halacha dalet, kivin shkola Yisrael m'meinu mucha netzara rasha. And when we went into Golus Bavel, that was the first time that we were exiled since when God chose us as a people. This Arvu b'paras v'yoven, we got mixed up with other tongues, other nations, Shar Umais, and we already had children there. And those children that were born in foreign countries, in this Balbul Sfasam, the Rambam, it's amazing. Guys, we're learning 3 dinim about Tfilah Midrabanan. 3. This is all just about the Nusach. Not about the Zman. We'll see. The Nusach, that we didn't speak clearly. No one spoke pure. No, it's not we spoke Lashon HaKodesh pure, nor we spoke Aramaic. It's like, you know, Americans that speak Yiddish, halavai. Not they speak Yiddish, not they speak English. Every 10th word is an English word. So it's nishtahed or nishtahed. It's not one pure language. And speaking to God b'loshon achas is very important. Mikan, just to know that when we, it's not right now, but when we add our private prayer in Shemaya Tfilah, as we should, if you're davening Shemaya Esri b'loshon HaKodesh, add your prayer b'loshon HaKodesh. You know, the idea is, it makes sense when you're speaking to the Eibishter, even though you can argue, who cares? Who cares? Why do you have to get dressed like a mensch? Why do you have to wash your mouth? No, from my perspective, I have to speak to God at least the way I speak to a human king. I have to dress like a mensch. I have to be clean like a mensch. Speak in one language. You don't speak to a person in 2 languages, to someone who you have reverence to. Speak in one language. So they were mixing in. They were constantly mixing. Not mistake. You know, they, like the way people speak Yiddish, no? An American speaking Yiddish, again, it's Arangimish with English. Shenemar, as it says, Ubeneim chatzim medabrois ashdoidus. Ve'eidu makirim ladabar Yehudus. Rather, they were speaking uchalosh and amvo'am. Now, if they would speak a pure Aramish the way Unkelus did, that would also be okay. They're speaking one language, but they didn't do that. They were all mixed up. So this is all a reason why the Chachamim got involved. Once they got involved, it's good to just to note that. They didn't just write the language. They did a lot of other formulations. Zman tefillah. Like, this is not a tam for Zman tefillah, But this is an intro. Why the Chachamim got involved in our prayer? Prior to us having the Nusach HaTfilah, people would be limited in one's ability to ask for their needs. When you can't speak clear, you know what you end up doing? You speak less. And it's ideal to speak more eloquently. That's what he wrote before. People that were able to speak well, they spoke better. People might have the feeling to praise God, but they were unable to do so. The only way they would be able to eloquently praise God is by mixing up two languages together, which is not Bachavadik. The Kivan should And as we'll see again, it's not only that, but all of the three details that we'll learn about. Shalish, now, the details of the Nusach was the first three, Shavach Lashem. Three brachas, praising God. The final three is thanksgiving. Just to bring up the big question. This is a bomb, a klutz kasha. You tell me how Sim Shalom is Hoida. You tell me. How it sounds like we're asking God for peace like any other of the Imsois, but it's considered thanksgiving. And then the middle ones, when we had 18 prior to the, you know, fixing the 19th, the middle is 12, right? Three and three. The middle 12, it's also divided in half. The first six of the 12 is private, and the latter six of the 12 is communal. They included categories, right? Avison told us. So it's in the 12 middle ones, all of your needs will be included in one of those 12 categories. There is no topic that's not covered by the formulation of Ezra or Beis Din. And why did they do that? Everyone should learn the Nusach of Shemini Esrei, and therefore, even the Ilgin, even people that are unable to express themselves, will be davening just as great as the most eloquent speaker. The first thing they did was they made uniform prayer. And that was a big blessing for people that don't master a language. And even people, by the way, that master languages, like we learned before, some people are not eloquent. And this gave a person the ability to cover every single type of need. Now we have to make a greater effort to put heart, acknowledge. But now what the Rambam is getting at is that all of this is only why they made the Nusach, but that's not where they stopped. They enacted more. They gave a number to prayers. It wasn't so biblically. How many? Two every day. Why? And the whole yom sheyesh bekarban musaf, if in the temple there is a karban musaf, then you have to have a third or musaf. Tikna my tefillah shlishis keneged karban musaf. And let's go into details. Tefillah she keneged tovin shel boiker, the morning prayer, which was in the place of the morning tamid, or it corresponds to. I don't want to say the place of, because guys, don't forget that Ezra Beis Dinoy, they were the ones that built a second Beis Hamikdash. In other words, it's not in the place of; it's corresponding to. That's a better touch. Even Bezman HaBayis, when you bring a Karban Tamid, whether it was Mechuyev or optional, but you had a Tefillah of Shachar, of Shachris. Here in the class, Tefillah of Shachar. Tefillah that's connected to Zomino HaBayim, that's called Tefillah Mincha. Now, why do we call it Mincha? Right, come on, it's called Tamid Shel Bein HaRabayim. Why do you call it Tefillah Bein HaRabayim? So either it's called Menuchas HaShemesh. We learned, I think it was a Tosfos, the whole idea that when the Torah uses the word in Karbanis, the Nefesh, it's by a Karban Mincha. Karban Mincha in the Chumash doesn't mean afternoon, it means the poor man's offering. He can only afford flour. Since Mincha is the hardest tefillah to daven, certainly with the Minyan, because you're stopping in the middle of the day, especially winter, so that's, you have to put your Nefesh into it, so there's some Mincha and other reasons, the famous why Mincha. So guys, it's amazing. So the first Nusach, we explained the reason, but now we're giving numbers of tefillah. How many, right? And it's a separate type of tefillah called what we call Maitiv. And why? also corresponding to the karbanis, even though no carbon was allowed to be slaughtered at night, but shaharei evri tamar shalein arbayim, misaklan v'orichlam kol alayla. Truth be told, my friends, that the evarim of other karbanis can also be burning the whole night. But that would not explain ma'ariv, because ma'ariv was keneged timidin. So we're linking it to the carbon tamid. Shenemar hi ha'oil al-vaykam izbech kol alayla al-vaykam. So that's number one. Another uki inyan shenev and tilam. It says regarding speaking to God, erev. Erev means at night. Erev avaykev etzaraim. See, three times: at night, in the morning, and in the afternoon. Asicha ve'ehema ayish makayli. I will speak and cry aloud. Again, they're speaking, my friends, verbal, and then there's the emotion. However, even though they also enacted to daven ma'ariv, that was this big machlokes. Says that Rambam, the intilas arvus choiva ketilas shachris mincha. In its inception, it was not obligatory, but the afal pike the hagul kol yisrael b'chamu kaimis ma'ishri seim lispalol arvus. And listen to these words, my friend, v'kiblua aleim ketfilas choiva. So don't approach it like rishus, the way you think rishus. Now that we were mekabel it as a choiva, so it was not enacted by Ezra. It's as a milmata lamaila, but now we got to keep to it because we accepted it upon ourselves. Halacha mincha. There was another prayer at times that's davened after mincha. Samach l'shkiyas sachama. When is that? Only on fast days. And why is that? This tefillah is called tefillas ne'ila. The word ne'ila means closing. What's closing? Right? The gates of heaven are closed behind the sun when the sun becomes hidden, so to say. The Rebbe has another understanding over here, that closing is what Hasidim called yechidus. In other words, in God's presence, we have the merit of standing there, so do angels. There's a lot going on. Tfilas ne'ilah is at a time that it's only us and God. It's ke'ilu, the door is closed, and we are inside, only us with the Eibishter. And it's called Ne'ilah Lefisha Emes Palanoisa Ella Samach Lashkiya Sacham. Again, this door is closing the sun. The door is closing out the sun.
So every Tainus.
By the Rambam, every Tainus. Yeah, we don't do it correct. Halacha Ches. So now let's just make a recap. Nimtzu Atfilas Bechol Yoyim Shalosh. Every day you have three. See, the Rambam wants, now the Rambam puts them all together. Interestingly, now the Rambam is beginning with Mike. He began before with Shachris because it was not from Ezra, included in his takana. Nimzu again three arvis shachris u'mincha and shabbosois and b'mayadim and anashi chadashim, which means days in which you have a carbon musaf. Four shalosh b'chalayim utzilas hamusafim and the yama kipurim chamesh arbas elu and tfilas ne'ilo. Halacha nine. Now tfilois elu ein poichas amen. When we're giving the number of prayers, it's only that we cannot daven less than these three, four, five. Aval moisif and aleim, but you can add to them. Im adam roitzel ispalol kol yom kuloi. By what? By saying shmona esrei, saying shmona esrei, say 80 shmona esrei a day, harashus biyadai. And the chol oisin atfila sheyoisiv is equivalent to someone, bisman habayis, adding a carbon that we call a donation offering. However, since it's not obligatory, and since we were not allowed to bring two tamid shal shachas, so to make it distinct that this is a ke'ilu and a nedava, you have to add some words in the Shemayna Esrei to make it different than the standard. Lefikach tzor sheichadash davar. Now, the Rambam begins by saying that you should add a davar where? Bechol brachu bracha min ansois, and every one of the middle 12 add something. They have to be done in the same language. They have to be about the topic of the bracha. Like in the fa'enu, add the name of a person who you know needs it for shalema. However, the Rambam says that adding something in every bracha is not essential. You have to add. It suffices to add one personal prayer in the entire Shemana Esrei. And where, the Rambam is not going into where, but if you want to add for parnasa, add baruch aleinu. If you want to add for the four, add the fa'enu. Or if you want, or if you can add anything you want in the bracha of Shema Tefillah, dayoi once is enough. Like we said, you can't bring two Tamar Shal Shachars, the Shalosh, the Shoinis, the Shalosh Achronis, but this Chidush is only in the middle 12, or now middle 14, as we're going to start learning tomorrow. You, the first three and the final three, La'olam Eim Yisifim Behem, the Loi Poichasim Behem, the Eim Mishanim Behem Dabar, Nu Chavra, what's the Bikasha? No! Aser Simei Tshuva! What are you talking about? Zochrein Olachayim, Micha Moich, Ochsoim, you dafka do it over there, the Bikasha this. The halachic answer is that those requests are tzorchei rabim, and the Rama means he's speaking about tzorchei yachid, that your private needs are not added. But let's leave it at that, and let's learn the final halacha. Speak us here. Halacha of ein hatzibur mispalum tilas nadav. A tzibur cannot add a tilas nadav. It makes a lot of sense. Latisha ein hatzibur medim karma nadav. It's only a yachid. V'lo yispalul afilu yachid musaf shtayim. Another thing, even a yachid cannot add to musaf, because musaf is by notes. A tamid could be communal, a tamid can be a carbon oila, not Musa. Achas chayvus yom achas nadava, lefi she'ein, you cannot be menadei v'karbon musaf. Furthermore, says Rambam, v'yesh menagoyim misho hoyda, she'osu lispalol t'lis nadava v'shavas yom toivim. Can't add another shachar shmoneh esrei of Shabbos. Makes a lot of sense. Why? Because in the Beis Hamikdash, you cannot bring a private nadava. You can only bring the b'moyadoi. Elo chayvas hayoyim dolvad gevaldi. God willing, to be continued. Yes.
So, Shema, brachos shlofneah and achreah, were these two, or tila, right? Was one of the tila when tila was created?
No, don't. A birchas kriya Shema was instituted by Ezra Beis Dinoi, as was the Shmoneh Esrei. I'm not answering your question. Just because it was made by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, were they made at the same time? Was not made on the same day.
There was
still a mitzvah. And there was a mitzvah of tefillah also.
But the tefillah was not formulated
with
words, it was just the concept.
The tefillah was, you have a mitzvah every day to ask God your needs by shevach, ask, and praise.
But
there was no formulation.
So one day,
but by Kriya Shema, there was a formulation that you had to say Shema.
That's correct. That's correct. The formulation of Shema, at least some of it, is midar raisa. Because the machlik has three ways to shine him. How much of it is midaraisa? The Rambam didn't even mention that. Okay, let's go down. Chavrut Tzvika is getting nervous.
Shkoyach.
Shkoyach, guys.